Welcome back to a Haunted Sisters podcast. I'm your host for today, Kelly.
And I'm co-host Rachel.
Rachel's with me.
In the studio.
Which is the office.
Up in the studio.
What toys? We are in Gadsden, Alabama today.
Alabama.
Not to be confused with the Gadsden in
Arizona.
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. So this is an urban legend.
Delicious.
It's a little creepy. There are two separate titles for it. There's okay. Hines Road.
Ketchup.
Exactly. And then I found the Hellhound of Hines Road.
A dog that likes to eat ketchup.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Okay.
Nailed it. Moving on.
Hines Road is in Gadsden, Alabama, and quotations, Alabama's most notorious stretch of unpaved roadway. The road is famous for a story or folklore. The story is that there was an old witch who lived in a hollow in a shack by the pond.
Sure.
I think a hollow is like a...
Yeah.
Like a...
A dip in the land.
That. She would kidnap children from town.
Oh, no. My sister in arms is really putting a bad name out there.
Right? She would tie them up by their hands and feet.
Oh, my God. Hog-tied.
Yeah. Oh, poor pigs. And kids.
Exactly.
And then she would throw them into the pond as a sacrifice.
To what?
I don't know. That's what I put in my notes. I'm like, I'm not sure what she got in return for this or who she was giving the children to that were in said pond.
I'm getting the chills. Oh, God. No.
Yes.
No.
Creepy.
That is creepy.
It's always the witches, like, in, you know, in a forest, and they're always...
I know.
Eating kids or...
I don't know what that's about.
Cooking kids.
We don't eat children.
Or sucking the youngness out of the kids.
Oh, that's a good movie.
It is.
It is. It is. The but we don't one. Do that.
No, we don't. No. Well, no. I'm like, no, we don't do that. No, she doesn't do that. She used her powers or...
Why do you keep doing that?
She used her powers or sorcery to conjure up a huge black dog in order to protect her and her property. The townspeople finally had enough of her bullshit and tracked her down. That's what I put in my notes. Bullshit.
Okay.
When they came upon her shack, they set it on fire and she and the shack went up in flames.
Listen.
Linda, if she was a witch, she wouldn't. Have burned.
Exactly.
So.
Who has egg on their face now?
Not me.
All them town folk.
Exactly. We should ask them.
A seance?
Do you have egg on your face? It is said that her spirit and the spirit of her dog, the Hellhound, remain there to this day. There was another article that I read and it said that she sold her soul to the devil. And her evil soul continues to scare people in that area.
Okay.
So, I also read that there was someone who lived in the same area in a shack. She was a nice old lady.
Okay.
And her place had set fire.
So,
I feel like...
I'm gonna say that that wasn't no witch.
The old lady.
Yeah, I think it was the old lady.
Yeah.
And she was not a witch abducting children.
Yeah, I think.
And she happened to have a dog. Because she's an old lady out in the boons.
Yep,
exactly. Needs some protection.
And it set fire.
And they were like, you know what? Let's just murder her.
Oh my God.
That's what happened. They murdered a person.
That's so sad.
It is.
I mean, they did, yeah.
Witch or not.
True. I think that people just made it sound like it's scarier than it is.
I think
it was
so.
Probably just this little old lady named Deborah.
Yeah, and She got burned at the stake for nothing.
Poor thing.
You know what probably happened is it was an accidental fire, and then they just made up the urban legend to kind of get out of trouble.
Mmm.
That's my theory.
Or it was arson.
Yeah. Like they set it on fire on purpose just for no reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they made up like, oh, well, no, that doesn't work. Okay, my brain went somewhere else with it. I was like, wait a minute. No, that doesn't make sense. Because they did set it on fire.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Poor little lady.
Although this is supposed to be folklore, many people have supposedly had encounters in, or had or have encounters in the area with a big shaggy black dog with glowing red eyes.
Oh, cute.
Okay.
It's sure. That werewolf from the other episode.
Right.
That you guys are just going to have to go find.
That's horrible. I don't... Why a shaggy dog? I see like a Rottweiler type thing.
Yeah.
Or like...
Is that the one with the pointy ears?
No. That's a... Pinch,
Not a miniature pincher.
No.
Just pincer?
A regular one.
Just a regular one. But it's not a pincher.
Called?
Anyways, moving on. Or like they're usually black and brown.
Dog thing in Harry Potter.
That was just Sirius Black.
As a dog?
Yeah, he's a wolf.
I don't know my Harry Potter. I apologize, people.
As you should.
Anyway, on hauntedplaces.org, there were a lot of comments about different experiences. I saw one that said there is a young child spirit, possibly a boy, who resides there.
Aww.
So then it was saying, like, maybe it was a lady and she had a little boy with her, and that's where they got the children from. And it was really just the little boy with this shaggy little black dog.
Because she didn't have a husband, she had to have stolen the kid.
Yes, so since she, you know, didn't have a husband, he could have died.
Well, yeah, but I mean, back in time, if you had a child and you didn't have a man around, they frowned upon that.
Out of the wedlock.
And then she had a big-ass dog.
Right.
So they were like, she has to be a witch. And she stole that baby.
Exactly. And one of the articles was written by someone who actually grew up in that area.
Yeah.
And he's been to that road before.
Really?
Really.
Did he say anything spooky?
Not really.
No.
He just told about the story of it.
Well, that's disappointing.
How people still see things. There was a lot of people who were like, oh, I saw this, this, and this. And you're like, no, you didn't.
Like what?
What I said.
The dog?
The dog, glowing eyes, or they like
hear things. Well, that could be the dog with eyes in the dark because they're reflective.
I know, right? That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Or they hear spooky things or see spooky things. You know, shadows and whatnot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I don't think anyone goes near that pond because there's dead children in it.
Apparently.
Who were hogtied and sacrificed. By this old lady.
I
don't know. I feel like...
It is pretty spooky and creepy if you don't pick it apart like we are, obviously.
Obviously.
But, like,
mm-hmm.
This little old lady probably wasn't sacrificing children she stole from the town. She probably had a young child. And she could have been older.
That's true.
And they're like, who... Like, oh, you're 50. You can't have a baby.
Nowadays.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they could have very well have been like,
right.
Oh, she's a witch and she stole that child.
So rude. Anyways, that's urban legend of Hines Road, or the Hellhound of Hines Road.
Very nice.
And
thank you for listening. We appreciate your support. This was a short and sweet episode, so depending on when we post it, there might be 3 episodes in that week. So stay tuned and we will see you later. Bye.